You're listening to SBS News.
For more than 70 days now, firefighters at Cape Tiara First Brigade have been battling blazes threatening the tiny village that has a population of around 150.
When you have a fire like this, there's no clock on and clock off.
That's Steve Daly, captain of the brigade, who's barely had a day off since October when the fires first started. The township sits above the Kaipati Valley, the widest canyon in the world. The natural wonder is under threat as one of Australia's largest fires ever ravages the region. At the station, Captain Daly points to a large map that shows the massive scale of devastation.
The black represents the burnt area. That's been burnt out. I think it's up to 511,000 hectares. So it's one of the largest fires that's happened in Australia.
Rain and milder conditions this week have offered little reprieve for the team, who must continue to patrol the area for spot fires. But firefighter Wally Bodnor says it's a breeze compared to the long days spent on the fire front.
The worst times are in the night time when you're out fighting a fire, because your wife's home on her own, you're not sure whether the fire's going to cross or what might happen.
They're also on constant standby in case of any flare-ups.
I'm just going to get that. The page has gone off.
A quiet day could turn at any given moment.
Leslie, you're around with me if we go?
Yep.
Firecom, this is Cape Tiara Station, yellow over.
The team are eventually told to stand down. But in this horror season, Captain Daly says they're always on alert.
All it takes is one radio message and they'll go. They're straight on the fire front.
The relentless nature of these fires mean the team has missed precious family time, including Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Leslie, come back. Come back. Just come back to here.
Leslie Missingham spent her birthday last Saturday battling the major Gospers Mountain blaze.
I didn't want to let my crew down, so I turned up. Some days you go out there and don't know whether you're going to come home or not, and some don't.
Local stations like Kaipati may be small, but their work is crucial. Captain Daly says a precarious backburning exercise carried out last week was pivotal in stopping the spread of the Gospers Mountain megafire on Saturday when temperatures reached the high 40s.
If that tactical backburn was not successful, there was potential for this fire to continue for another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, months until it rained.
That day, he says his team dodged a bullet when they came dangerously close to running out of water. Without a bulk water truck, their tankers must travel back and forth from the fire ground to refill.
For over 5 years I've been requesting this and I've been continually knocked back because the funding's not there. Well, if you're looking at social media and there's people out there that are pouring millions and millions of dollars into this RFS firefighting fund, I hope someone up there listens to me, boots on the ground, and say, we need this bulk water tanker here.
With the fire season only halfway through, such resources, he says, are urgent. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.